Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shovels at 8 o'clock, but right now, some Ravens fans, Jeremy Connor, big man. The trade deadline is coming gone. Ravens with no big, quote-unquote, splash trades, not giving draft picks away, major draft picks away. They're big man.
Let me ask you this. There were two big splash trades, and I would even say there's some other good ones. Like, I think Jalen Phillips was another good get that maybe the Ravens could have been in on if they wanted to give up a third-round pick for him,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
But the other two big trades that happened, I would have loved to seen Quinnen Williams here.
Like, but not for that price. Wouldn't.
Yeah.
But are you giving up two first-round picks to go get him?
They're not doing it.
And I don't would you them. Do it?
No, probably not.
And by the way, would you do it when you're 3-5, even though you're favored to win your division? Like, everything still has to go right.
Yeah.
Ed, you and I both said yesterday in the hallway that we would rather be contenders for the next 5 years than to risk it all for 1 year. When you start trading away those major draft picks, you're risking it all for 1 year. And Jeremy, you said something that I thought was half brilliant. If somebody else said it, it would have been completely brilliant.
Oh.
But you said, if you, with all that you have to re-sign or all that you have to replace, how do you replace it with no draft picks? And I never even thought about that. I don't want to give up those draft picks anyway, but how am I going to replace these people if I don't have the draft picks to do it? And if I sign all these acquire all these high salaries through trades, that means I got to go out and get cheap labor. I don't have draft picks. I don't have cap room.
Or you end up having to do what the Saints did. It's like, oh, we got the guy who led the league in touchdowns, and Jimmy Graham. Let's trade him because we can't afford him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so you have these situations that happen where you start looking at players you can't afford, and now you're moving on from them. And, you know, I don't want to be in one of those situations as a fan. I know fans want everything now. It's like, give it to me now. I want to win. Want to win now. But at the same extent, the reason why you're in the playoffs every year and you have something to root for when we get into January is because of their business model and how they've done things.
They're smart.
Smart. I'm smart. I'm
and
smart,
that was Bob. Smart on the Orioles side, too.
I have no desire at all to say, hey, put all my chips in the middle of the table. We're going to try to win right now. What about next year? We're not worried about next year. I want to win this year.
Well,
but I want some kind of stability in my organization to know that I got a chance to get back next year.
Can I tell you who doesn't have to worry about next year? Fans. You know who does? The GM. He has to worry about next year, the year after that. This in football, in the NFL specifically, and I think in baseball as well, because you have the minor leagues and how you're trying to layer things to where, okay, if something goes wrong, this guy gets hurt or we lose him or we have to trade, whatever, I've got this replacement. I mean, it was like the Enrique Bradfield Jr. thing, although it wasn't quite matched up to when Cedric Mullins was ready to leave.
Right.
Is he eventually going to be your center fielder that replaces him? We all said that when they drafted him. So when it comes down to the NFL, like, you have to be thinking 3 years down the line. You have to look at, okay, if we make this move, we're going to have to pay somebody at this position because, all right, let's take Tyler Lindebaum. Say he prices himself out and somebody throws a boatload of money at him. Yeah, you're probably going to get your compensatory pick the following year, right? But when it comes down to it, are you going to be able to go, let's just go find a center in the draft. Oh, wait a minute. We traded away all those mid-round picks. Does that mean you're reaching for a center in the first round now because you know you have to have one? That's not their business model has been take the best player available. And I understand in certain years, yes, if it was a quarterback, you're not taking that quarterback. You're
right,
taking the next.
Obviously now, yeah.
But again, I think it's the right business model to have, and it's brought you two Super Bowls.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And I'm with you, Jeremy. Those guys that were out there, I would love to have them. And I think, you know, again, this is not me insulting fans, but I think we look at it one side. I would love to have those guys. Okay. There's a price. There's vehicles that I would love to have. I'm just not willing to pay what you're asking me to pay for them. They're players you love to have. Are you really willing to give up all of that for those players? I don't think so. I wouldn't. I don't want to do that.
So I we talked about this actually walking in the hall yesterday, not during the show. This was after the show. I think it was Rob and I. And we were talking about just I'd rather do it this. I like having a team as a fan that's always good. They don't win the Super Bowl every year, but they have won two. A lot of teams haven't won any, and I like that. Then trying to put all your chips in the way the Rams did, it worked for the Rams.
But it doesn't work
for a lot of people.
A lot of teams did it. A lot of teams went all in and missed.
Yes, and miss, and then you suck for a long time, and you may never get it back. And I mean, that I just
people keep talking about the window closing. As long as you have eight, your window's open.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not going anywhere right now. And quarterbacks play into the mid-30s, and it's still good. And later, some of these guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
but people who say that, Ed, are still holding on to he's a runner.
Yeah, right.
When he's
he won't hold, the body won't hold up. Yeah, all that.
He's become one of the more prolific passers in the National Football League. Shovels at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. Are you a little bit disappointed with what the Baltimore Ravens have done? Do they care too much about draft picks and not enough about now? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do the Ravens care too much about draft picks and not enough about right now? Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, man.
Hey, yeah, I understand everything you guys are saying, and I really do, and I get it. But here's the thing. When Lamar's here, as long as Lamar's here, we're going to be good. Mm-hmm. But I would like to see at least one time for us really go for it. Like a guy like Max Crosby, I don't know about the salary cap, where we could get him underneath there or not, but I would give up a one or something next year for him. You know, because when you got to generate your talent, you got to try to go for it now, man, because one it's going to be a time. I love Joe Flacco when Joe was here, but there's going to be a time when Lamar's gone. There was going to be life without Lamar.
Daryl, the word was it was going to take three number ones to get Max Crosby. So are you willing to do that?
I don't know if I would leave it with Joe.
So that's what I mean. Everybody wants it at their price. It's not at your price, Daryl. It's at the team that's giving them up, their price. And the reports were that it takes three number ones to get Max Crosby.
Look. I've said this. I'm more than willing. Like I would like to see them make that move one year. I don't want to see them make that move where they give up just way too much to get something that you think is going to help you for this singular year, or maybe even if you sign them to an extension down the line. Giving up three first round picks is going to set your franchise back for a long time.
Oh yeah. But see, my point is, he called in. I'd give up a number one for him. Okay, everybody would. But that's not the asking price.
Yes.
A number one is not the ask. The asking price is three number ones.
Look at what the Jets got for Williams. I mean, and Gardner.
You think you'll get Max Crosby cheap?
Exactly.
No.
He's better than both of them.
Look at the Rams. Yeah. They won that Super Bowl, and are they I know they're okay.
Right.
How long before they're relevant again, where they're actually making a run in the postseason? Could they this year? Sure, I guess they could.
That was 5 years ago, though. Yeah. 5 years ago.
But they haven't been relevant since, and now they're finally getting their draft picks back next year.
That's my boy. That's a five-year lull there. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, hey, you just mentioned Williams, right?
Yeah.
So if you was the Ravens, you don't think you wouldn't have gave up what the Cowboys gave up?
Negative.
You know, to get him?
No.
Like, I mean, much, I would have, man. I understand the Ravens shots they've been hitting on their first round draft picks, but outside of maybe likely Matabike and Trenton Simpson, they ain't really been hitting on none of the other draft picks outside of the first round draft picks, in my opinion, lately. So, I mean, if you can give up a second and a third or something like that, you know, to get somebody
Isaiah likely wasn't a hit?
No, I think he was. I said likely Simpson to Matabike. Yeah, you got a hand this morning? Yeah, but
What about the partner? That wasn't a hit?
Yeah, all stout. Yeah,
point is, I think beyond those three guys that you name, there are other hits. I mean, you're naming the best of the best, and I get that. But when you look at the roster as a whole, okay, I think outside of those three people you named, there are other hits.
Well, I mean, we can sit here and go back. We'll dismiss 2025 because it's still very new. But you got TJ Tampa, Devontae Walker, yeah. Tez Walker, Adisa Isaac was a third round pick. And then you go back to the year before that. Tavius Robinson was a fourth round pick. Does he play more snaps on the defensive line than anyone else? Andrew Voorhees was a seventh round pick, and he's on your offensive line. You go back the year before that, as you mentioned, Stout, Likely, Kohler,
yeah,
Travis Jones, Daniel Falele, no matter what you think, Jalen Armour Davis. Like, yeah, that's a draft, and that included Hamilton and Linderbaum in the first round.
That's just not true. I mean, that's those three guys are the only ones that hit. And you said you don't want to count 25, but I do. Who's the linebacker that's tearing it up right now?
Oh, you're talking about
the rookie Buchanan. What round was he drafted?
Fourth.
So I do count 25. This guy, he is contributing right now. And fourth, think about this. A fourth-round draft pick is contributing as a rookie.
But it is funny when you go back through their history. Justice Hill, Ben Powers, fourth-round picks.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, you guys, Deshaun Elliott. I mean, he's still playing in the league. you know, they traded Kenny Young. They drafted him in the fourth round, and he brought Marcus Peters here. Just be fair when you're talking about it. I understand that fans want everything right now.
But that statement was completely untrue. Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. You know, hey, look, I'm going to tell y'all something real fast, right? I'm going to tell y'all what I be doing when I be on hold, right?
Uh-huh.
I be already having ideas, but I be trying to add other ideas. Let me get y'all somewhere real fast. Cause
go ahead.
I'm going to say, look, I'm going to say this real fast. I'm going to jump all over the place with my thoughts. Okay. But y'all say the way the Ravens do stuff, right? Uh-huh. Now, somebody say, well, you know, they need to go and hold on to their draft picks so they can be secure for the next 3 years. But let me ask y'all a question. Since Lamar been here, have the Ravens not made the playoffs? That's the first question.
In the years when he wasn't hurt, yeah, they made the playoffs every year.
Okay, but for the most part, so we already know what they can do. So we ain't about them making the playoffs. My whole thing is, let's take a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Well, Andy Reid was up there, right? Guys, now, hear me out now. Let me get this out.
Ain't nobody stopping you. Go ahead.
Let me say it, because sometimes I stop myself. That's why I got to keep going. Look, hey, Rob, real fast. When Andy Reid was there, they kept getting to the Super Bowl, right? But they wasn't getting past that.
Well, they got the NFC Championship. They got to the Super Bowl once.
Okay, y'all get my point, though.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying. When he left, since the last, 8 years or something like that, the Eagles have been to the Super Bowl three times, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
the Ravens ain't but okay.
Let's keep in mind. Yeah, his former team has been in the Super Bowl a couple of times, but his current team has won three.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. let's keep that in mind.
And gone to what, five?
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Yeah, we tend to hold on to draft picks, but I mean, I wouldn't give up no three for Crosby, you know, that set us back, you know, and we tend to hold on to him. And I would give up two to get Crosby, maybe, but still, we I don't know. I just wouldn't make no big splashes giving up three because you really hurt yourself. But my biggest thing with DeCosta is he didn't pull the trigger yesterday on that Cooper Rush and Rashawn to Dallas for a bag of balls and kicking feet. That's what I'm really mad about. He didn't pull the trigger on that.
Damn. Rashawn would still find a way to call us. He'd keep the Dallas station on hold while
I think
us.
The best point that was made, guys, let's give up 2-3 draft picks in a year that you have to replenish so much from the roster. What are you going to do? That's the first good point you made in 2025.
Thanks, Jeremy. Man. I thought you were going to say since I've been here.
No, that's a slight exaggeration.
Well, so the other thing that comes to mind here is like when you're looking at what you have and what you want to get and obviously where you want your team to be, you're factoring all that in. And as you said, like you have to start thinking about what's coming up next year. Like people want everything to go right for this singular season. And they don't, why are we worried about next year? Like, I thought it initially when Shiloh was talking that he was going to get to, well, if we go to the playoffs with Lamar, what does it matter if we trade our first round picks? Well, you've kept them every year that you've had Lamar here. You haven't traded them. So I do think it's ultimately important. And if you go back through the draft for the people going, I just got a message from somebody saying, we have too many fifth round picks. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as too many fifth round picks.
Picks are picks. Let's go to Homeless Ed. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Morning, Rob. No shtick this morning. No shtick. This is serious. I think there's no three first round draft picks. It has to be a franchise quarterback that's disgruntled as another team. So never that. But the Ravens have always been frugal, like somebody saving for a rainy day. So occasionally you can get a new car off the lot. So I would have liked them. Not go crazy, but if you're serious about making this run this year, if Harbaugh is serious about keeping his job, make a splash.
But that's not Harbaugh's decision. I mean, Harbaugh can be – those two things have nothing to do with one another. Harbaugh can be – let's say, just for argument's sake, that his job is on the line. Well, that doesn't speed Eric DaCosta up and what he's going to do in trade. Harbaugh has nothing to do with trades.
I know it's not a decision. I know it's not a decision, but what I'm saying, he can certainly have some influence. And just, look, the Ravens' late draft picks, either play for us or either go somewhere else, and we know the names of them. They're very talented in their scouting. I'm just saying, if you're saving for a rainy day, starting the season with the record we had, this seems like a rainy day.
I disagree with that. And let's go back to the Harbaugh thing. Jeremy and Ed, if I am, and I'm not even saying this is the case, if I know there's a chance that John Harbaugh could lose his job at the end of the season, what influence does he have in me bringing somebody in? You got none, because I'm not building a team for you now. So that John Harbaugh's sense of urgency be damned. That has nothing to do with what they're doing in the trade deadline.
The other thing that people have a problem with is the compensatory picks and the model. It's like, okay, so you guys don't want to move one of these picks or you don't want to give up something because and go acquire another player because it affects your compensatory picks and what you can make. And people are like, I can't believe they do that. Well, why? Like, you're losing out doubly on that if you make that move. You're losing your draft and then you're losing another compensatory pick. Mm-hmm. So... It's the things that you got to factor. Like when we talked about the qualifying offer in baseball, you're not going to trade a guy unless somebody's offering you something fair value.
Absolutely.
You're going to go offer him the qualifying offer, and if he leaves, then you go and get your pick back.
So you still get something back. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.